You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening.
Hello.
It's the Drive Home. Casey and Blair. Today is October 26th.
Yeah.
And we just saw Zombieland Double Tap.
Oh, God. Well.
Fun moments.
There were fun moments. The rest of the film was just bleh.
It felt like a straight-to-TV movie.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, why don't we make this for Amazon? Oh, you tried.
Did they?
I think they actually did. Well, they did a Zombieland series, and it just didn't work because it was like, they didn't use the same characters. It wasn't very, I didn't watch it, but, I mean, everyone I heard that watched it was like, eh.
Yeah, it felt like the plot of a cartoon or something.
Yeah, and usually I avoid stuff like this to try and, like, not placate or, like, influence my own storytelling ability. I've actually gotten a little more away from that considering how far we're allowed to gotten. That's why I can watch this one again.
Well, and this one is a comedy. It's like a little different.
It is, but the interesting thing was there were a lot of really parallels between this and We're Alive.
Yeah,
the tower, the evolved, infected, throwing stuff from heights. There's a lot of little things that we did in the We're Alive series that I thought was interesting to hear. Obviously, I mean, it's just commonalities in the apocalypse world, but, man, that was a pointless movie.
It had these, like, moments where it felt like it wanted to have you have like a heartfelt reaction, like it was trying
oh
to
yeah
drama.
Oh, like they were like, oh, we're done now, as they're on top of the thing, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. Like, this is so forced right now. Like, they were supposed to feel camaraderie with this group, and it felt like they just got separated and put back together. Like,
yeah,
it was a very broken narrative.
They never gave you enough time with any moment of the plot or any aspect of the plot
or like really a conversation
to really get connected to it enough to feel emotional about the next plot point.
Yeah, it seemed like it went from joke to joke, character to character, archetype to archetype. Like, they didn't really, like, even their additional characters, everyone was just completely flat. There were no characters at all in this. None. There are lots of people and lots of persons. No characters.
Yeah, I think the charm of the first one was like the characters.
Yeah, it was called the characters you cared, and they had like some sort of like they all had like an arc or a thing that they wanted out of the series, whether it was the Twinkies or something else.
Yeah.
Like, they had some personal thing. This was just like, oh, I want to continue on the same thing that we did before. But so what do you want?
This one was like, remember Columbus? What you liked about him was his rules, right? That's what you liked about him? Let's just show you that a lot, a lot, a lot, over and over again.
Oh, yeah, the rules. The rules are, it's all about the rules, right? No, it was just
like,
dumb.
No, that's not really why we liked Columbus.
No, we liked the story because we liked the characters and what was behind it and what they meant. Like, yeah, you want to propose and have, you know, marriage in the apocalypse? That's fine and all, but, like, their whole arc was like, I was just scared of commitment, but then I came back and then it didn't matter.
Yeah, and I mean, like, he proposed, and even when he proposed, it was like, I thought we should do this to spice things up, you know, because why not? Like, why didn't he have, like, a really, it would have been more meaningful if he proposed, like, more passionately.
A car drove off the road back there.
Oh my gosh. I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah, they completely closed that road down, which means that there cool.
Well, I mean, I'm glad we're putting this on the podcast.
Well, I maybe not, but
I just felt like they didn't let heart seep in.
It was so heart. It was all for, like, all the way to the Bill Murray bit at the end. I was just like rolling my eyes of like, really? Like, you wanted so hard to make this joke work.
I'm a stone, I think. Well, I mean, I don't know. They all, like, played it.
They all dialed it in.
It felt very, like, they showed up for the day.
They collected, like, their paycheck and they went home.
Walked on set after eating, like, a bite of bagel and coffee. And then, like, said their lines and then walked off set.
Uh-huh. Or we're sitting in a green screen in a car in a studio. Because most of the stuff that they did was, like, green screen. This was like one of the worst, in my opinion. I watched the introduction. I hate special effects now. I think that we've gotten to the point where special effects are so easy that we just use them to use them instead of actually, like, thinking about why we do anything with special effects.
I really liked the fun of the rules, but I felt like they were using that special, like, the
it was really ugly too, like, at times I'm like, their graphics are blurry,
but I thought they were using the graphics of the rules to carry the show.
Oh yeah, you mean the fact where they had, like, clones come in for that bit part?
Clones,
the archetypes. Oh. here's the duplicate archetype of these characters.
Well, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the words on the screen.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they had an entire conversation with their word battle.
Yeah.
Like, that was an... Like, there was an entire thing in the sky where they went back and forth, went blah, 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 blah.
Because apparently the actors couldn't carry the scene.
Yeah.
Or they were planning that from day one. I don't know. But it just felt like...
It felt broken. It felt like...
And it was cool. It was definitely cool. I liked it. But I just felt like...
Oh, you liked the movie?
No. I liked the graphics.
Oh, okay.
I thought the graphics were neat. But I just felt like, you know, I'm not coming to the movie to see the word... animation.
Yeah, and I think, like, in a lot of ways that it was really good to understand and establish the world in the first one. It was like, oh, cool, we get to understand these people and how they work and they live in their rural world, and they basically adhere to a certain set of standards, and that's why these people have survived over the other ones. Right? They don't really care that.
And I didn't like that the message was anti-pacifism. And it was, like, making fun of people.
Oh,
we,
you,
like,
you melt your guns in a zombie apocalypse. It's like, yeah, but so a toilet's effective as a weapon from a certain amount of height. Like, it was dumb. It was just really, really dumb. Poor themes, poor overall execution and character. Like, I would highly recommend skipping this movie.
Like, well, I thought that the pacifism thing didn't work because... they were, you know, they were putting these people in the same realm as what I care about is social justice and...
Yeah.
And blah, and it was like, oh, you mean actual issues? But they were making fun of them, like, stupid hippies, like...
Yeah,
people,
like...
people who care about other people.
And it's like, wait a minute. You just transposed your, like, nowadays, like...
It felt like it was just, like, pandering to middle America, and then they had, like, the monster truck come in, and...
Yeah, that was my big thing, is it like, oh, never throw away your guns. It's like, I write zombie fiction, and this just seems fucking, like, just forced and just a diatribe.
It doesn't make sense for people to, like...
It was forced. All writer's hand. Basically, they're like, well, what can we do here? Oh, these are cheap jokes. Which they were. Cheap joke after cheap joke after cheap
and
joke.
How much time did they have when the zombies are running across the field, shortcutting to...
They had total amount of times
to
deal with all that. They had more time than you imagine. And what was the rest of that? Apparently the rest of that tower was completely useless. I don't know. It was just bad. I don't have any redeeming factors on this one. Like... In terms of, like, A, B, C, D, E, F, this is a D.
I laughed out loud a couple times.
I did, too. I laughed, too. But that doesn't mean it's not a D film. Like, if you make me laugh a couple times...
The structure of it was just bad.
Yeah. I would say maybe more, like, C, but on an entertainment level, like, it's more of a C. But in story-wise, I would drop it down to a D because it's, like, there's no... There's just nothing here for it. It's just completely thin, and so Zombieland, the first one was great. had something redeeming. This feels like everybody is just making movies about other movies now. They're just taking inspiration from stuff they see from other things, and it's just really, really thin. All right, and that's the drive home with Casey and Blair. Y'all have a good night.